Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's very few players in the league who are not talked about in trade discussions. You know, I mean, Steph Curry is not being discussed in trade talks. Everybody else is.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
By the way, you know, he's like, Steph Curry's not being discussed. LeBron James is not being discussed. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I almost had to stop him.
I thought LeBron James was reportedly discussed at the deadline last year. No? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Sure was.
Not now.
Yeah.
Not now.
No.
No.
And I loved it. My follow-up was, yeah, Steve, speaking of which, thanks for that, because we've gotten about four shows out of that, so that's up to you guys to talk about. You got that right, Kerr? And that's all we do is talk about it.
Yeah.
Curry wants out. 888-957-9570.
You know what? Can I spend a second talking about that for right now?
You can spend 2.5 hours because it's my Friday.
That's right. You mailed this one in, didn't you?
Brought to you by the U.S. Postal Service. Anyway, go ahead. I'm taking my headphones off.
I'm listening to everybody because Steph Curry goes dot, 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 but you never know. And I'm listening to everybody now. Have you noticed the change? The callers will call this station 3 weeks ago and bring up the idea of trading Steph. And what would happen? What would happen? You became a social outcast. You became that dude. Oh, you're the trade Steph guy. You're a moron. Ha! And nobody wanted to hear it. And then Clay left, Steph said something innocuous, and now all of you have been welcomed out from underneath the rocks, including the man who sits in the chair that I'm sitting in right now, right before I get here. And I know, Steiny, if you're listening, I know you didn't say trade Steph. You simply said you wouldn't remove it from the realm of possibility, which, of course, I don't know what's going to happen around the turn. Here's what I want to say about it. This whole concept of Steph either leaving the door open to leave, or we should trade him or be open to it because he's our best asset. All of these things are based on one unequivocal truth that I refuse to acknowledge today, which is that the Warriors are going to suck this year. If they don't stink this year, this conversation makes no sense at all. Why are we having this conversation? Why are we talking about this? Because Steph Curry spoke to Yahoo and literally said a statement of fact. I have no interest in leaving. But boy, life's crazy sometimes.
Right, Steph wants out.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Vincent Goodwill had it first.
The whole thing crumbles if the Warriors are even like, I don't know, the exact same thing they were the last 2 years.
The whole thing crumbles anyway, in my opinion, is what I said at the summit at Fremont Bank, down there at Fremont Boulevard and Capitol, on the rooftop deck. this is a non-starter, because if you're Joe Lacob, you would rather stink and have Steph Curry making $70 million a year than be decent without Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry is box office, and at the end of the day, this is an entertainment vehicle, and there's nothing more entertaining than Steph Curry pregame. Forget during the game, the two-ball dribble, the tunnel shot, the shimmy shake, all the rest of that is worth a lot more than one playoff series win with a plucky group of young players. So it's a non-starter for me. Now, if you're terrible and he wants out, now we have a different conversation at the end of next year.
But do you realize how many stairs are on that staircase?
About 12 flights.
Exactly.
It's a lot of stairs.
You have to not only stink, things around you, teammates have to crater. You have to have no development with the players that you have. You have to have no avenues to trade and get better. Steph needs to become disgruntled. He needs to not see a way out. All of these things have to happen before you would even get on the phone or drive over to Joe Lacob's house and have that kind of conversation. So why are we having it? And by the way, there seems to be this like light at the end of the tunnel that some of you seem to acknowledge, and I would say it's not there. It's a wall. The top text on our Xfinity mobile text line right now, 510, I see you. Trade Steph, bundle Draymond, get a haul, and rebuild.
Mm.
You want to know what I want to do with the word rebuild? Do you want to know what I want to do with that word?
You want to crumple it up and throw it in the trash?
I want to turn it into a cuss word. I don't even want to hear it. I think it's the stupidest, most ridiculous word that gets brought up every time when somebody's upset with the moment that they're in with the team that they follow. Why do all of you have this idea that rebuilding is this perfect little package that always works? And someone will always be like, well, the Astros did it. Okay, great. And the Thunder, Mark, the Thunder.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Sweet, the Thunder. How the Spurs doing? How are we doing?
Well, they're on track, Mark. Oh, 2029.
Wemby.
You're going to eat your words in 4 years.
Maybe. How many years has it been before they got Wemby?
I think they went, it's six straight years with no playoffs now.
Why do you all want to do this? I want to be good again
in 2030, Mark.
I find all of you to be the oddest human beings on planet Earth. Why do you want to do this? Let's get picks and we will draft.
Bundle, Mark. We're going to bundle.
God. You want to go on a vacation and come back in 2033 with your fingers crossed? This is a horrific idea. Why do you think it's just automatic? Oh, it's smart. It's good business. It's terrible business. These buildings are empty for years on end. And I've watched teams tell their fan base that they're rebuilding. And then they rebuild for 5 years. And you know what they tell them after 5 years? Time to rebuild again.
Just 3 years outside the playoffs.
Okay.
And now they're back, Mark.
I'm not saying it never works. I'm also saying, you know what also works sometimes? Regenerating on the fly. Like the Warriors literally already did it once. So many of you rebuilding people are the same people who in 2021 said, this barbecue is closed. And then they won another championship. So this is not myopic. I'm not putting the Warriors as a favorite. I'm simply giving you the grass is not greener. This idea that, oh, if we just trade Steph, then this is going to be amazeballs, man. We're going to get all the good 20-year-olds in this. What does that guarantee you?
Not a thing.
Nothing.
Especially if you want to go back to the trust the process Philadelphia 76ers when they decided that they would go through this process, and so they won 19, 18, 10, and 28 games in a four-season stretch.
God.
And then they were a playoff team. And they've been a playoff team now for seven straight years, and they have made, checks notes, zero NBA Finals. And they have made, checks notes again, zero Eastern Conference Finals. So the process that you trusted, and you had to retrust it because they redid it, They have not even netted a Final Four berth in the NBA.
Let me raise my hand. Trust the process. I don't.
Well, nobody does.
I don't.
Even though you came away with Embiid and then Simmons didn't work out and you had Markel Fultz and then you ran him out and Simmons had to go and you retooled around Joel Embiid and you got Tyrese Maxey and you're good every year, but you haven't gotten over the hump. And meanwhile, what you're talking about, retooling on the fly, the Warriors did that and got one additional chip. Now, can they again retool on the fly? That's where the Lauri Markkanen portion of this comes in. If you can't get Markkanen now, can you do something in February? And if you can't do it in February, well, next offseason, the pressure gets ratcheted up a little bit.
Absolutely. By the way, this point I'm making is not to be a Markkanen or bust conversation by any stretch.
Right.
I just find this to be a way too early conversation that people are bringing up. And it's not even about whether it's trade Steph Curry, whether it's let's have a conversation with Steph Curry, whether it's Steph refused to pull out a Sharpie and promise that he's going to be a Warrior for the rest of his life. All of these things are way too early, and don't romanticize the word rebuild. Don't do it. I've watched way too many owners tell you, oh, we're rebuilding, and then they get to when it was supposed to be boogie time, and then they just go, oh, it didn't work, time to rebuild again. It's not fun, and it's very anti-Lacob. It's anti-
well, that to me is the ultimate answer to this whole question.
Everything he's ever said is telling you he has no taste for that at all.
And how do you rebuild if you're not going to be in the lottery? Well, you really can't. So he already said that he does not ever want to be in the lottery. And so far, 1 year in, he was in the lottery. So you know that Joe Lacob doesn't want to be in the lottery. So how do you go about retooling if you're not in the lottery? Well, you could trade Steph or Draymond for another team's pick and have that team be bad, and then you get their lottery pick. But now you're depending your whole rebuild on ping pong balls.
Well, and by the way, like, that is such a dangerous game. Someone just texted in and goes, hey, Willard, you don't think that stinking for 5 years was worth it in order to get Wemby? Let me think about that. Your text is presupposing that getting Wemby means what? Are you telling me right now that the Spurs are definitely going to win a title in the next 3 years? I'd argue they're probably not even going to make the playoffs again this year. They didn't just stink for 5 years to get Wemby. They stunk again with Wemby. They're probably going to stink again with Wemby. There's zero evidence as we sit here today that the right people are around Wemby so that he's actually going to become a champion. Getting one player, like, he looks fantastic. Am I bullish on his future? Yes. But how many different bricks need to be on that wall before that actually turns into perennial greatness and a team that's on a run? They're nowhere near that. And we do this with players all the time. When Anthony Davis was with New Orleans, oh my God, he's going to own this league. Well, actually, he's going to ask out. He's going to go play for someone else. He's not really going to achieve anything until the greatest player of his generation joins him. And even the championship they win will be questioned by people named Mark Willard a few years later because it was a COVID chip, which is different.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fred, like, I don't, what do you think that rebuilding guarantees you? Do you think being a Spurs fan right now looks fun?
More because, fun than it did a couple years ago.
Sure, but they've, so cool, they got a sideshow and a 12 seed. Great.
22-60 the last 2 years.
22 wins.
Right, in back-to-back years. So even if they take a big leap this year, which you don't often see a lot of teams make more than a 20-game leap. Let's say they have a 25-game leap and they win 47 games. Well, last year, 47 games was good for the 9 seed. So now you're the 9 seed because the Warriors won 46, right? And they were the 10.
Correct.
So you win 47, and I'll even give you the 7 seed. So now you're a play-in team, and let's say you make it out of the play-in. Does that mean that you're suddenly going to go out and win a playoff series? You're going to go from 22 wins back-to-back years. So the San Antonio rebuild, let's say that last year was year one. It's probably a 4 or 5 year build if everything goes right.
Yeah.
And so if you're the Warriors and you want to start that, why would you start it now? Why not wait until after Steph and Draymond and Wiggins and whoever else is gone? And if you have Pods and TJD and Moody and Kuminga still, then you got a foundation.
Absolutely.
You're not going to go down to 22 wins.
And if you have Markkanen and then Steph retires when Markkanen is 29, this is just an example.
Yep.
Guess what you can do if you really, really are like, gosh, we kind of got to reboot the books. We gotta maybe re-get some assets back that we lost in this process. Guess what? You put Markkanen back on the market again. And who knows what he will have achieved. Maybe by then, there's just 3 more years of 25 a night. He'll be 29 years old. And put him on the, there's always a way to do this. I'm not saying rebuilding is always wrong, but I feel like I hear right now that people think it's this promise. It's this promise of all kinds of things down the road. Even the Spurs stinking 5 years to get Wemby. Do you know how lucky they had to be to get Wemby? You don't know if you're going to get the number one pick, and you don't even know if there's going to be a Wemby. What if you tanked for 5 years and got this draft?
Yeah. I don't like your chances.
Who'd you get? We don't even know. How many of you people could call us right now and tell us who the number one pick in the draft was? You don't even know his name.
It was Rishashay.
Shishashish. What's his name? He sounded like a dish.
Delicious.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just that's all I'm saying. Don't romanticize rebuilding and picks and the future. Because it's a guarantee that you're being smart. No.
It's a crapshoot.
Most teams that are rebuilding, I don't want to buy a ticket. I have no interest in watching that. Sometimes you have to. But a lot of you sound like you want to choose it.
Well, think about how the Warriors rebuild. And it wasn't a rebuild because they never had anything built. So Warriors went from being craptastic to being a dynasty. And how did it happen? Well, you drafted Steph Curry at number 7, and it took Minnesota spitting up on themselves not once but twice, and Sacramento taking a flash in the pan guy for you to get the chef. Then you found Draymond Green in the second round. You got Klay in the first with the 11th pick, Harrison Barnes with the 7th pick. And the only reason why you got that pick is because you kind of tanked your way into keeping it because I think it was top 6 protected. And so you wound up at 7, and so you got to keep that pick, and then you got Kevon Looney, and then you find a way to get Iguodala in a trade. You pluck Kevin Durant out of nowhere with some miracle work. So many things had to fall your way to go from crapzilla to a dynasty.
And you're forgetting a very, very big one, which is that Steph Curry had bad ankles, which is what allowed you to sign him to $11 million a year and fit these other guys in. And oh, by the way, that was all before these absurd rules that are now in place because of the new CBA. So
just think about the draft part of it. You needed Steph, Harrison, Draymond, and Clay over a five-year period to all fall the right way.
You just named like 15 things.
Yeah.
Like, yes, dynasties or championship runs, they're very quirky and take a lot of lucky breaks and smart decisions over a long period of time. So, trade Steph, and let's secure our future. You ain't securing nothing. Nothing. So please tap down and ride this out, because it is so far and away your better play, your better chance at being relevant or good. So just stop with Steph Curry. And by the way, listen to Steve Kerr, who was standing next to Steph when he made the comment.
I was sitting right next to him when he said it, so I didn't have much reaction to it. I just think that he's speaking the truth. I don't think there was any hidden agenda. I don't think he was foreshadowing anything. I think Steph was just speaking the truth. You just never know how these things play out. He wants to be a warrior for life. We know that. We want him to be one, and I fully expect that to happen. So I wouldn't read too much into that.
Okay, by the way, and he's referring to Steph Curry making the comment to Yahoo. Here's that.
I can clearly say I want to be a warrior for life. That's always been my goal, and I'm saying that sitting in this chair right now. But like you said, life, and especially life in the NBA, it is a wild environment, and things change quickly, and the league has changed quickly. So we're trying to adapt and evolve. And until that, I'll let everybody know if that changes. But right now, like, of course, the goal is always to be to finish my career with one team.
I'll let everyone know if that changes.
What are we talking about? Steph's over here like totally want to be a warrior for life. Like right here.
But
I'll tell you right now,
life happens fast. I want to be a warrior for life.
Steve is standing next to him. He's like, did you hear that? He said he wants to be a warrior for life. And we're pretty sure that that's going to happen. Like we're totally going to try to make that happen. I expect that will happen. And somehow that turned into, let's normalize the idea of, I think we should move on from this guy. What are we talking about?
Well, some people have been normalizing that for a long time. When you're a 10 seed and you realize that you don't have your pick this year, and now Clay's leaving, and if you look at a roster you still don't think is very good, how do you get this team good as fast as possible? Well, you find a way to bring somebody in immediately, and if you can't do that, well, then you start to think about the future and the rebuild. And there's a lot of people who fantasize about the rebuild and all these picks, and then you can start to go into mock drafts and you can watch college basketball and dream about Cooper Flagg and the rest of it.
Listen, whatever route they go on a year in and year out basis, there is a high likelihood there's going to be some very unfortunate and uncomfortable bumps in the road. Whether they try to be great every year or whether they strip the thing down to the studs. Let me remove all of the doubt. They're going to mess up. And most years, you don't win.
Right.
No matter what you're doing. You could be the Spurs. You could be the Sixers. The Sixers are like, we're going to redo this every year. We're going to have stars just coming in here all the time. Who's with Embiid? It's Simmons. It's Harden. It's Paul George. Whatever, dude. You're probably not going to win it ever. But, like, you're relevant, and you're there, and you got a shot. And I'd much rather like be a Sixers fan right now than a Spurs fan, even though both of them are examples of like, yeah, we're falling short. We're falling short. But the Warriors are like, they will have situations down the road that touch both of those bases, but we're just not there. We're not there. Steph Curry has got 2 years left. He's 36 years old. They won 44 games in a playoff series 2 years ago. They won 46 games last year. And the year before that, they won a championship. We pull out your phone, because you've got to call the idea of a rebuild. It's so far away.
And the idea that it's just going to be a slam dunk in the draft. Let me refer you to Damian Jones, first round pick in 2016. Jacob Evans in 2018, James Wiseman in 2020, Patrick Baldwin in 2022. These are all first-round picks who have not worked out. And I didn't mention Festus Ezeli because his career was cut short due to injury.
Because he fell.
But he was a first-round pick that, yep. that didn't work out. Your second-round picks have been not ones that worked out, but those are normally things that aren't going to happen. So if you want to rebuild and you want to do it through the draft, you're probably going to hit on half the picks anyway. So it's not a very effective way to go about rebuilding.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.